Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're back. And what's going on? I tell you, I don't know. But in the meantime, today's show is being brought to you by BarkBox. Great for dogs. They got treats and things for your dog. Make sure you check them out. And, of course, you can go to getbarkbox.com/the Bubba Show for your deal. You get one free extra month. Make sure you check it out. I did for my pooch. Of course, I got two now. I told you I got a special one for my wife, the second dog. So make sure you check it out. And in the meantime, we got a bunch of stuff going on that, again, is the same old BS that is very unfortunate for us as Americans, because we got to deal with the people that don't care about America. They care about what's going on in Russia. They care about what's going on here. They could care less that we don't have a health care plan. And, of course, if you put those jackasses in Washington on Obamacare, you better bet your ass they'd have a new health care plan done. You know, both sides. They wouldn't be sitting there fighting like two-year-olds. They would be done and have a health care program in place. Right? It had been done. You know, Obamacare probably would have never passed if those guys had to have Obamacare themselves. But of course, they don't. So that makes it different. You know, not only do they make more than the average, much more than the average American family, they also pay less and get a better coverage. So you tell me where the fair and equity is in that deal. All right. If they had to worry about Social Security instead of that nice, juicy pension they get for doing nothing, what do you think they would be doing with the Social Security model? You better bet your ass it would be taken care of. Same thing goes for tax reform. They don't live by the same laws that we do. They're not under the same laws that we are. And that's the way life goes. And that's the problems. And that's why you're not going to get them to ever agree, because they don't give a crap. That's you can tell me whatever you want. And maybe there's a couple out there that are really good. And I think a lot go in there with the hope, but then you get spoiled by the corruption and the graft that goes on. And it may not be stuff being done illegally, but certainly it is up against the edge of what should be done. You know, the campaign funds, all the little tricks and trades that you learn in Washington, it always marveled me to ask somebody, why are you spending $40 million for a $100,000 a year job? I don't care who you are. I don't care how benevolent you are. To me, there's something wrong there. And I think when you look at a guy like our current president, you know, Donald Trump, I mean, he spent very little on campaign. He made the use of a lot of his social media. And of course, he's much to his people's worries, he still is very active on social media. But he built a lot of things by using a lot of the free media that's out there. Of course, obviously, everybody was all over him, so he got a lot of free coverage as well. But he didn't go crazy on spending and doing all these things. He tried to do it the right way. And I think that's one of the big problems, that we have so much money being spent. Why is that money being spent like that? Why does somebody have to spend and pay so much to get elected? You know, maybe there should be some limits. But again, that's the story for another day. In the meantime, the markets don't care. We're making new highs again. And of course, the last 2 weeks were almost a dead repeat. They were up almost every day. And on Tuesday, both Tuesdays, believe it or not, they had this dramatic turn. Somewhere around the middle of the day, somebody burped or farted, and the markets sold off real hard. And then 20 minutes later, they took a Alka-Seltzer and were right back up, and boom. Never saw that low again. The low was set for the week on both Tuesdays. And, you know, I don't know. You know, we just keep going up. And of course, the the talk of corporate earnings is the main deal, and everybody's bragging about how good they are. And I want to ask you, are they really that good? Okay. I mean, again, I'm not trying to be, you know, Debbie Downer or whatever the term you want to call it. I'm not against the economy. Listen, I'm an American. I want good for everybody. I have no issues with, you know, having good. I don't like, but I do not like getting ripped off. I don't like, for example, I don't like paying $3 for a Coke in a restaurant. Okay, I think that's a ripoff, considering that it's about a 300% profit margin, or a billion percent, because there's basically no cost to what they're giving me. But again, I don't like getting ripped off. I don't like getting stolen from, and I just think that we get stolen from. I just think that they guide it out of us. They grab us. They got us by the, you know, whatever you want to call it, and they continue to take and take and take, and we have no say in it. Now, where am I coming from with this? Well, if we look at the earnings picture, you have every major network bragging, oh, their earnings are great. We're going to the moon. And if we only get these tax cuts, we're going to go even higher. Where's the growth? Where's the real bottom line here? All right. Yeah, their earnings have been very good. Why? Because they're contracting. Because they're employing less people. They're cutting down their expenses. Their profit margins stay about the same because they're not using any CapEx spending. There's no growth here. So they just cut down their costs and just take in more money. Plus the fact that many of them have bought back their stocks, so they're no longer paying the dividend. They're paying back an interest rate payment, which is basically nothing. So they're accumulating more of their own stock back at less than they would be paying the dividend at. So, again, I ask you, where is the fair and equal liberty here? You know, it doesn't make sense, right? So why are the earnings so good when we have less people working and we have less income? Right? Why do you think that we have the retail ice age? It's not only because of Amazon. I mean, that's a big part of it. But even the ability to go to the stores, people don't even go anymore. Why? Because they can't afford it. There's a lot of families that are lucky they can afford to eat. Right? You know, a big surprise meal might be going to McDonald's. All right, because that's the situation we're in right now. And nobody cares that we're still in that same recession. We never left. I mean, you know, again, I'm not talking about possibly San Francisco, New York, a couple other places are booming. But let's talk about everybody American. Let's talk about from coast to coast. Let's go into the areas where it's not so good. You know, where we have this manipulation really takes hold. You know, we can talk and we can look all we want and try to look past what's happening and hope that it goes away, which is the moronic Keynesian way of thinking. Okay. I mean, again, you heard that moronic way of thinking, the Keynesian way. I mean, these economists have no clue. All right. I mean, again, John Maynard Keynes had no clue. The only thing he said that I didn't read everything he said, but the one thing he did say that made sense is that markets can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. That's 100% correct. But anything else he said that I've ever read was poppycock. It doesn't make sense and virtually impossible. Like there'll be no more crashes in our time. You know, there's going to always be crashes because there's going to always be problems because people continue to put themselves in that position. And that's where I think that we have to, you know, take care of and take charge. But in the meantime, we're getting ready to step out here for a break. And we want to remind you that for you listeners of The Bubba Show, BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. It's great stuff. They have great treats for your dog and things for that. And, of course, to receive one free month, go to GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. Make sure you check it out. And, of course, don't forget about LibertyTalk.fm. We'll allow you to download The Bubba Show every single day and The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, Bubba's Bottom Line, which is done once a week. And, of course, video, you get to see my smiling face and check it out that you need to check out once a week. So make sure you check that out at BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, we're going to stop out here for a break and we're going to come back with more. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're bringing brought to you by BarkBox. That's BarkBox.com. treats for your dog delivered to your door. What a great concept. And of course, you can go to BarkBox.com. Get one free extra month at BarkBox at www.getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. Check it out. So we left talking about the genius of all geniuses, John Maynard Keynes, and his one statement he made out of 1,000 that was maybe, you know, pretty accurate. But, you know, we have a flawed system. You can tell me anything you want, but the Keynesian theory of economics is flawed. And not because it shouldn't have an ability to work. It's flawed because it cannot work when you have an ability for others to get manually involved. In other words, you've got the legalized Ponzi scheme of the Federal Reserve that creates new money out of thin air. You have the opportunity to watch the Congress fiddle fart with the Fed to create new money. Again, this is not the intention or what should be done. And when you start to look back and you see at what has happened to the destruction of the dollar, and of course there's many that will tell you that the dollar has lost 97% or whatever it is since the inception of the Federal Reserve, and I don't, you know, obviously I don't know the exact numbers, but and I don't know how you quantify all that, but you certainly know that your buying power is a lot less than it was. You certainly know that the money that you make today is nowhere near the value of the money you made 30 years ago. We know a lot of things, and again, that don't add up, but yet we continue to have, you know, they continue to want to raise my taxes so they can finance their debt, and they still can't get out of debt because they don't know how to quit spending, which goes back to the age-old problem, right? You know, and that's the problem with this type of theory. In life, there are failures. When you cannot fail, you cannot succeed. And we're just really waiting for the next shoe to drop to have an explosive failure. Now, again, I think, as I say all the time, I'm not trying to scare you and tell you that the world's over. I'm just saying that, you know, look, you when you stretch out problems, as I like to say, if you're a kid, okay, and you lie to your mom and dad about something that you did, and then they find out, they're a hell of a lot more angry, and there's a lot more fervor put on your head than if you'd have told them right from the beginning when they asked you. And it's just like the economy. It's just like the what's going on here. If they'd have let it alone and let it free and let it trade, yeah, there would have been some pain. But you know what? We'd be out of it, and we would not have lost more of our value. We would have not have seen the uber wealthy accumulate another 20, 30, 40% of their money, of the assets, because that's what happens. That's why guys like Warren Buffett flourish in these times of toughness, because they don't have to worry about getting out. That's why the rich get richer, because they don't have to panic in times of trouble. But of course, if you would let the damn market just trade, then nobody would have to worry about it. It'd just be a natural part of life. But of course, when you try to prevent that, which is what is always done, you create a problem. And of course, you know, we have too much fiddling around with the dollar and the phony fiat currency system. Again, that's another bad situation, in my opinion. You cannot allow things to be manipulated. You know, we have these currency wars, and all of a sudden now with the dollar so cheap, it now brings it allow, in my opinion, again, I'm not an economist. I don't want you to think that I know exactly that this is the way it works, but I'm pretty sure. Okay. When you, if you're a European and you have, you know, euros, you can now buy stock, for example, let's say, a $100 stock. I'm trying to think of one off my head, but I don't have one, but let's say $100 stock. Okay. So if you're buying it with euros, you're getting $1.17 to 93. So you're basically getting a 20% discount on that stock. Why wouldn't you buy it? Okay. Why wouldn't you buy U.S. real estate? So again, we're just giving up more pieces of our country because of the manipulation of the dollar. Because of course, everybody thinks that you keep it lower, it creates more exports, it creates more everything. But in the meantime, in my opinion, it doesn't create jack. I think if every currency was left alone to trade the way it's supposed to be, then the model would work. But instead, you've got every central bank around the world. Mario Draghi opened up his yap last week, and of course, the euro went screaming higher. This is why you end up with no growth. This is why you have the no true inflation, and it has to be done artificially because you broke the supply demand model because you don't allow it to work. You don't allow anybody to fail, so you end up with nothing. This is, again, this goes back down to markets, and it's just that, to me, it's as simple as that, which is why our yield curve is starting to invert. Okay, because again, when you try to limit it, and God knows how interest rates are still falling, when you take a look at, you know, if the Fed's going to liquidate their bond holdings, which is the talk, although they were dovish, I think they were acting dovish or talking dovish because they wanted to go ahead and do this and keep markets strong and not scare them. And that brings you back to, again, why do they care about the market? Okay. Why does the Federal Reserve care what the U.S. stock market does? Now, again, you can tell me whatever you want, but in my mind, it is not reality. Okay. In my mind, it's a bunch of crap. Okay. That does not lead us down the correct path. And quite frankly, I don't get it. I don't understand, you know, where we're going from here. So those are the issues that I see with all this stuff. And you know, again, you have, they're all, it's like a joint roll. And again, I go back to February 11th of 2016 when the markets bottomed after the worst January in history. And of course, you know, Janet Yellen called England and called Draghi, and of course somehow Jamie Dimon got in and bought the bottom of the market. So you know, how does that all work? Where is the equity? Where is the fair and equal trade that we're supposed to have? But this is, again, when you have a monopoly game basically, and the bank has the ability to, you know, print more paper, then it doesn't matter. And that's the problem. You know, that's, again, I'm not saying that the economic system, any other, is perfect. I think there has to be, I would say there'd be a better blend. Okay. And that's the problem. I think that we're too far gone on the Keynesian view where we won't allow to continue to try to stop failure when, I mean, failure at the end of the day is healthy. You know, you clean out the crap and you get the good. And that's one of the issues that I see that doesn't get allowed to happen. I mean, you know, look, you know, if you look at any successful person, business in history, they go through a little failure, and we've taught, you know, too much of this entitled society that doesn't allow, you know, if you know the participation award trophies, what a crock that is. I mean, again, you know, what happened to real life? What happened to really teaching from the beginning? It's just like, that's why I had to get involved and have a high school program, because they don't learn the facts about the economy. Okay. They learn the way that is brought us to a spot where we've got $19 trillion in debt, to a spot that we're always battling against a debt ceiling, to a spot where you don't have to worry about your budget because you just go over budget. What's the difference? You borrow the money. Again, it's an issue. And I find it a very frustrating issue. Again, for me, at the end of the day, I'm at the end of the line, but I certainly would like to leave this place better than I came. And I can say that in my view, the destruction that's been done over the last, you know, 30 years has been unknown to this date exactly what it's going to be like. But I think pretty bad. And I think that you can see by some things are going on, and we're now moving into the next revolution, the technology revolution, and we're not prepared. And again, not you could be 100% prepared for anything, but we knew it was coming, and we didn't do the right things about it. And can we instead we just fiddle farted around with the economy and with the dollar and all this manipulation? And I don't know. Anyways, this is being brought to you by BarkBox. I know dog people love it. It they send you treats and take care of everything for you. It's a terrific setup, and they've been around since 2011. In the meantime, a few listeners of the Bubba Show, BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. To receive one free month, go to GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's GetBarkBox.com /TheBubbaShow to receive a free extra month of BarkBox for free. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz and LibertyTalk.fm allows you to download our show every single day. And don't forget, we got to build up those downloads. And, of course, you get the Sporting Edge as well. And don't forget Bubba's Bottom Line. Where I obviously let it rip as well as I do here, but you get to see me, you get to see the venom in my mouth when I'm doing it. In the meantime, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back after the break with Matt Demeter. The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of The Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and it's time for our expert, our technical expert, Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. And, of course, Matt's being brought to you by Audible Books. And, of course, you can check them out at Audible, www.audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow.com. And make sure you check it out. They got a lot of great titles, but we'll get more of that. But, Matt, I don't know, brother. We're seeing things that I didn't think I'd see again. But again, this is almost like an instant replay in history, and we're hearing a lot of things. But what are you seeing out there? And welcome aboard, my man.
It's good to be here, as always. What are we seeing out there? Well, it's either the end of a melt up or the beginning of one. I think it's, you know, we hit my target for the NYSE composite. We went a little bit past. I sent a message out to our subscribers saying that, you know, we had a slightly higher alternative target in NYSE at about 11,945-ish. And we even went almost 20 points beyond that, which is just still within the margin of error. So either that has to be it, or if we break beyond that, forget it. I mean, then I'm looking at least another 200 points to the upside, potentially another 400 points. So that's, you know, I mean, that's still, that's not a crazy amount, but, you know, that's, say, you know, 2 to 4%. And you don't want to keep picking levels and then you know, we get these minor pullbacks,
right? Well, it's been over a year that there's been a 5% pullback, which is the first time in history, I believe. I'm not sure if I'm exactly correct there, but I think that's what I've read. Is that right? Do you know?
That sounds right to me. I know we've gone in the very short term, we've gone a month without a 1% move in any given day,
right?
Something like that, maybe more.
Ridiculous. We're not complaining, and we're not trying to tell you that the market won't go higher. It's just, it's obviously more of an insanity play here, and it really, from, you know, you're a technical guy, but I'm going to ask you this question, Matt. You know, the dollar is getting slaughtered, and of course your target was just a touch higher from here, but you know, we and I both agree that somewhere around here the dollar is going to bottom. And of course, obviously Super Mario got us and pushed the euro again, which obviously put more pressure on the dollar. But my real question is simply this: last time the dollar was at these levels, gold was 10% higher than it is today. What happened to that relationship between the dollar and gold? I know it's not really part of your regular thing, but I'm just curious if you have an opinion, because obviously to me that's just something is wrong with that relationship now that they're so far away, when they're supposed to be, the one is the dollar denominated, it should be somewhere near where it was when the last time was here, and that's not happening. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the correlation has broken down. I mean, even going back a ways, I have to, you know, get both charts out for a minute. But the, you know, when the dollar was going up, gold was going up. earlier, maybe like 6 months ago. And then, now the dollar's falling and gold's falling. It just, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
So that correlation has broken down. I mean, that's a long-term correlation that tends to work pretty well, so I assume it will come back. But in the short term, it just isn't working. I do think that the dollar, we're on the edge of what I expected. This is even a little lower than I thought we'd
go. No, I get it. I agree with you. I think the dollar is probably found, to me, it kind of looked like the end of last week was the final capitulation that you want to call it. I mean, the euro obviously went crazy on Thursday. I'm minding my own business. And of course, the next thing I know, the euro's up 100 and whatever. And I go, what's going on here? Right. And I found out that the, another one of the, Ponzi scheme, the legalized Ponzi scheme runners had spoken, which obviously drove it up. Is the euro a place where you'd be a seller now, or are we getting away from that area as well?
Well, yes, I am still a seller. It has pushed through resistance levels that I thought would hold. There were a bunching up of additional resistance levels just above, so I'm not getting out just yet. I have another clean target up at the high 117s, which say 117.7. Okay. Is where I'm looking at it right now, and it's declining. But we've achieved everything I wanted to see achieved in the euro, uh-huh. And a little bit beyond again.
No shit.
Yeah, really. But the daily indicators are very overbought. The same situation with the weekly indicators. If you look at a Bollinger Band, monthly Bollinger Band, that's as big as you're going to look at. The euro's at or above its monthly upper Bollinger Band. So you have everything technically lining up against it. In addition to that, you have the commercials having their third largest short position ever since the currency's existence. And the last time they had a position this big, euro was in the high 130s and 140s. So, everything that I look at lines up bearishly on the euro. So although I'm taking pain right now, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to continue with it because just too many factors are in our favor.
Well, we take a lot of pain. I mean, I sold the euro at 114.60 or something like that, and then sold more at 116 and change. And, of course, the move on Thursday was pretty nasty. I mean, we didn't get out, but that's obviously a very uncomfortable situation at the moment. But, it is what it is, and I think you're right, but we're getting this extra pusher. But I think this is one of the problems, you're seeing just with a lot of things that are out there. Now, does the movement – and things going on, does that have any major effect on your charts as you look at them at a long term? I know you look at a very long term view as well.
On a long term view, I'm more bullish on the euro than, say, your average person, and I know that euro is a flawed currency, a flawed idea, but I think that the euro, I think we're going to get a sizable pullback, but I think after that, I'm not against the my charts say we go up to 140, but it's back up to those levels again. But right now we're in a situation where the dollar. I want to see what the dollar is going to do. The dollar still has two outcomes here for me. One that's wildly bullish, and one that's we're just going into the crapper, essentially. But
into the abyss.
But right now, as of right now, short term, dollar's extremely oversold, and it's a reverse situation from the euro, which you'd expect.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, again, I get all that, and I buy all that. I don't agree with you on the euro itself overall, but again, that's what it is, and that's you're more charged than I'm. Kind of throwing my opinion on top of what I think. Right. So again, you don't use your opinion like I do. I mean, I don't. I think it's crap, and it's going back in the '80s. But in the meantime, that's neither here nor there. But in the meantime, here we have a market. Now, does this have any effect? And obviously, the extra strength in the euro does create more buying. Now, I know you don't really. You can't really technically trade that stuff, but that does create more buying in our equities because that makes our equities cheaper. right? I mean, that is one thing. I mean, that is, now again, I don't know how you account for that, but I'm just asking, does that come into your mind at all? I mean, because that is, you know, things that happen. There are deals done now because of the difference in the dollar. I mean, they're getting like a 20% discount on anything right now.
I mean, yeah, I assume that's happening, but I don't think about it that much. I just look at the charts and see what they're, you know, what they're telling me. And you know, but that's a good point. I mean, our equities become cheaper on a relative basis for Europeans. I, you know, anecdotally heard that the Europeans are, they like the Russell 2000 because it's, you know, it's, we're being more protectionist and that should be good for the smaller companies. We hadn't really seen, you know, that benefit show up until maybe just recently when we popped higher last week. But, you know, it's still the laggard of the group of the, you know, so, I don't tend to take those kind of considerations.
There you go. So, yeah, I was actually proving a point. I made a bet that I couldn't get you to step off the total technical page, and right, you passed with flying colors because, you know, I knew that. I mean, obviously I know you, so I knew you wouldn't step off. And of course, that's just a thought that I give. But again, really, it always just plays out in the charts, and there shouldn't be a thought, because news, by the time the average guy gets it, is old anyways. And you've seen the news, even if you haven't seen it physically yet, you've seen it in the play, the way the charts played before it got there, mm-hmm, right?
That's it. Yeah, the chart should encapsulate all the political issues and all the and including the currency issues too.
And for you listeners of the Bubba Show, Audible is offering free audio download with a 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Now, I personally recommend Fed Up. Of course, you know I love Danielle DiMartino Booth, and she's on my show all the time. And a great book about the Fed. And, of course, I'm also a big Stuart Woods fan. Of course, I got to be like Stone Barrington in my next life. In the meantime, all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/TheBubba Show for your free audio book. Make sure you check it out. You get 30 days for free. And again, I use it all the time. It's great to have with me. In the meantime, we're with Matt Demeter from DemeterResearch.com. And his technicals have been, you know, really on top of it. Yeah, we all go through a little bit of rough, but he's right there. And this is what we're looking for. And I think we're going to see these things start to play as these markets stretch. But in the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm, you can download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And make sure you don't miss it. The boys are doing a great job. They're doing some remotes out about the road. And, of course, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com. Make sure you check out his site, DemeterResearch.com. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be back with Matt right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz coming right back to you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com. And make sure you check out our sponsor, Casper Mattress. It's Casper.com. They've got great mattresses. I think you're really worth checking out the site. And they're offering Bubba Show listeners a $50 discount on towards a mattress purchase at CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow. All right, Matt. So we got the bonds going to Pluto. And, of course, that's another thing that's very frustrating. I don't really understand how we can continue to see bonds going up and the yield curve is looking like it's starting to flatten or invert. What's the story, my man?
Well, with the bonds, I'm looking for another chance to short it. And we were short TLT. We had one day where we had a little island reversal situation where we popped up, we gapped up, and then the very next day we gapped down. That was when it just popped over 128, causing us to stop out. And that was infuriating for me. But we're getting back up there, and we're looking to reshort in the 127 ballpark. The way this chart is forming, it looks more and more bearish for treasuries. You also have the commercials at your back. They're still short, and as we've moved up, they've been adding to that short. So it's a good I see it falling back down again, the treasuries, TLT, and rates moving back up. So
I would like to hope so. I mean, I'm short the bonds and they keep goosing me up the way, you know. Again, it's just another, it's like a boil. They just keep coming after you. They won't leave you alone. It's like, you know, it's a brutal situation. But again, that's kind of like always, these are kind of action usually at the climax of a lot of types of markets. I mean, things are just basically pretty much irrational, although we're not flying around. It's everything kind of just a little bit irrational. And, you know, what are you seeing in oil? You know, once again, they tried to perk oil up, and, you know, I was around a 47, 48 seller, and I know you were somewhere in that same neighborhood as well. And, of course, all of a sudden on Friday, you know, it was rallying, and all of a sudden, boom, okay, goodbye, and down it went. Yeah. You know, got clobbered, and of course, you know, there's the only reason in my eyes that it was even trying to rally is more on OPEC speculation. I mean, I think again, you and I think somewhere close. I think 40 is the target that we're going to get to, and I don't see the 50s again until we get down into 40. What do you think?
I think that so last week we were long, we sold, we had to roll out of our position anyway, so we sold it right around 47, and we just sold. It wasn't enough upside to be worth getting back in. I agree with you. I think we were looking at declining resistance a little bit higher in the 49s than in the 48s. And, you know, now it's in the low 48. So there's until that resistance level can be broken, we're not getting in. On the downside, where we would see support right around 41.50 and rising, actually a little bit lower, 41.30 and rising. So I don't know if we're going to get, you know, all the way down to 40 even. I don't like round numbers just because, you know, there's lots of orders there and, you know, they may be competing. But yeah, I would agree with you. I think the low 40s are a good place, certainly to buy, and then we'll see if we can get another rip to the upside.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, I say 40. I mean, really, my target is, you know, 40 plus a little bit, 40 minus.
Right.
You know, I would be shocked is if we get that close that we don't go to 39 or 38, just because typically that'll be, the, you know, where people will finally puke out and then they can turn around from there. Right. But again, yeah. So that's more of an outside number. It's easier for me to say than, you know, I think the number is 40.21, you know, like I called 90, sure. 94 in the dollar, you know, it could have been 94.20. It could have been 93.80. In the meantime, once it popped off at 95 and went tried to rally a little bit, I was not selling anymore. I was only looking for spots to buy it. So that's kind of when I get these big numbers. But I think the volatility, obviously, we're made another all-time new low on Friday. I know your target was in the mid-sevens, right? When we started, or the low sevens, I forget. It was right around, it was really a long way from here, okay? But now I know that was a rising target, and of course, obviously, we've been selling off every day. Are we anywhere closer to your target? And obviously, I'm sure you're still expecting, but what kind of number are we expecting now for the bottom of volatility? Yeah.
As of today, it's at 833. So it's been rising. It's a fast riser. It's been rising 65 cents per month. So it's roughly 3-4 cents per day. And we got it down as low as 9.3, and I'm saying roughly 8.3 as of today, and that's rising. So I think probably if the VIX stayed where it was, it would be 6 months between when where price and the line would meet.
So it's interesting because I mean, listen, if everything goes right, this could be August 24th when by the time it gets here, everything could be lined up perfectly, right?
it very well could. So, yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that, you know, it's close. You know, you think we're going to get vol, and we could get a pop back up anytime. When you're looking at, when I'm looking at NYSE and we're thinking, well, you know, it looks like it's peaking out. That could be now. The issue is when do markets roll over and, you know, move viciously to the downside, violently to the downside. And that's when the volatility will come in. So, you know, we could peak now and chop sideways for a while. We could also continue to melt up. The risk reward here still, you know, I'm going to stay relatively bearish.
Right. No, I'm with you. Again, this goes back to what we said on other products. I mean, you didn't want to stay buy oil again because even if it goes higher, there was the risk reward model's broken. If I want to get short volatility at 9:30, I mean, if my expectation is only 8:30, it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense to try to make that trade. In my opinion, I'm in agreement. Now, of course, the ags have been doing some of the grains and livestock, but livestock, you know, your cow ETF has kind of been consolidation here. It looks like it wants to maybe start to jump higher. Do you have any concern with the way that chart is setting up, or are you still bullish cow?
I'm a little bit concerned. It's chopping in a manner that looks kind of like a bear flag. I can't be absolutely sure. It's not real easy to it's still on support, and I'll give it that. So we got in at 24 roughly.
Yeah.
So if we break below 24, we're out. I don't like the look of the hogs chart. Hogs don't look hogs look like they topped about looks like 2 weeks ago, and cattle actually looks okay. So if we're between those two, you know, I'd be much more bearish hogs, and I'd be more bullish.
So you'd be throwing away. You'd be not barbecue. You'd be barbecuing steak and letting the pork build up, so it would create. I get it, because that's how I read it. I mean, I was a little bit ahead of you on the way these timed out. I think that, in my personal opinion, as I look at it, I think cattle is got. I think feeders got a little bit more to go down. I know you don't break them down separately, but I think feeders have more to go down substantially, like 10% or so. But I think that fat cattle is within a buck or two. I wouldn't short it here, knowing that, in my opinion, that we're somewhere near a bottom. And I think that the cow ETF, you know, looks like it could go either way, and it could be starting to turn bearish, which would be in timing with what you're now thinking. What about wheat? I know you've been a big fan of wheat, and wheat's been under pressure, but it looks like it's making a nice bottom, a nice higher low on a longer term chart. Am I right or wrong?
It could bounce from it hit a minor support line for me, so I could see it certainly bouncing from here. On a weekly chart, it's still overbought, more or less. It's mostly neutralized, but I could see it going either way. That's the problem. I could take a look at another daily, but
no, it's not a problem. I mean, I'm just, you know, I obviously you're much more technically oriented on these things, and I look at it, I go, it's down 75 cents from the high. To me, that's, you know, that should relieve any of the overbought conditions, but obviously it has not, based on the indicators you use. Correct.
The weekly, but on daily action, I just took a look. It's fully neutralized. I think it's good here. I think it might have a little more downside. I'm looking at where it broke out, and it's still a little bit above where it broke out from. So I could see it pull back to there, and then downside, I think, in wheat is minimal. So I would have no problem, you know, taking a long side from position from here. In particular, if I was also, you know, as you know, I'm bearish on soybeans and corn. So if I was, I would still do a pair trade long wheat, short soybeans, corn.
Matt Demeter, DemeterResearch.com. As always, thank you so much for being here.
It's always great to be here. Thanks, Todd.
That was Matt Demeter. And of course, this has been brought to you by Audible Books. Of course, they've got, for you listeners of the Bubba Show, Audible is offering free audiobook with a download, 3-30-day download trial. Give you an opportunity to check out their service. Again, great books. I mean, they've got The Girl on a Train, a novel, The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, and many others. Of course, you know, we talk about Fed Up. But in the meantime, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. And that will do it for today, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great day. We see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horse. Good night, everybody.
Turn the noise down.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.